Sona announces new opportunities for business in South Africa. As always, Sona was filled with positivity and no doubt a bit of puffery. That said, President Ramaphosa took the opportunity to recognize that the state must create an environment in which the private sector can invest and unleash the dynamicism of the economy, and highlighted some encouraging developments and opportunities in key sectors which government will make available in the next year. Energy. The dire consequence of continued load shedding has been acknowledged and commitments made towards ensuring additional capacity is added to the system, both in the short and medium term, with 3,900 megawatts to be added between those preferred bidders under round 4 and 5 of the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producers Procurement Programme, the REAP, and the Risk Mitigation Power Producers Procurement Programme. Promises have also been made that REAP Bid Window 6 to procure 2,600 megawatts of renewable energy will be opened soon, and requests for proposals, RFPs, for 3,000 megawatts of gas power and 500 megawatts of battery storage will be released later this year. On top of this, municipalities are looking to procure their own energy supplies and are currently in the process of procuring approximately 1,400 megawatts. It also appears as if the government is committed to allowing the private sector to solve their own electricity problems through the release of reforms to the Electricity Regulation Act, which will, quote, enable a competitive market for electricity generation and the establishment of an independent state-owned transmission company, end quote, by the end of the year. Considering the President has noted that an estimated 4,000 megawatts of embedded generation projects will be procured by the mining sector, it appears as if reliance on private sector ownership and cooperation in this previously monopolistic state-owned market is not only receiving the government stamp of approval, but being recognized as a means to help Eskom out of its dark hole. Infrastructure. Unsurprisingly, there is significant focus on infrastructure projects to be rolled out over the coming years. Infrastructure projects not only provide significant investment injections into the economy, a pipeline of projects with potential investment value of around $96 billion in student accommodation, social housing, telecommunications, water and sanitation and transport is being developed by the Infrastructure Fund, with projects to the value of $21 billion commencing construction this year. Infrastructure projects also tend to be labor-intensive and as such hold significant capacity for job creation. It is therefore unsurprising that government is looking to build and upgrade 685 kilometres of road using labour-intensive methods in the next 3 years. The wonder of infrastructure development is that in addition to money and jobs, they also create opportunities, making it possible for people to travel for work and school and to gain access to the broadband information highway. With this in mind, it is exciting to hear that ICASA will finally commence with the auctioning of high-frequency communication spectrum in about 3 weeks from now, unlocking new spectrum for mobile telecommunications for the first time in over a decade. Having seen the success of government partnership with the private sector through various rounds of RFPs in strengthening the energy sector, it is exciting to hear that Transnet will be looking to increase their operational efficiency at their ports through RFPs for private partnerships in relation to some of their container terminals within the next few months, with the aim being to have these partnerships in place by October 2022. Also, Transnet will start the process of providing third-party access to its freight rail network by April 2022 by making slots available on the container corridor between Durban and Deep City in Gauteng. Mining and commodities. Inasmuch as infrastructure development and construction is a job-creating industry, so is mining. And hopefully, the mining exploration strategy, which government will be finalising soon, should inspire investor confidence and attract investment as the country aims to continue to support the development of the upstream gas industry and expand the mining industry in strategic minerals that are crucial for clean energy, like platinum, vanadium, cobalt, copper, manganese, and lithium. Water. As a country in a region heavily affected by climate change, South Africa must manage its water consumption wisely. But the current water license application system is a frustrating process for industry. It is therefore encouraging that the President has committed to institutional reform and the development of a comprehensive turnaround plan to clear backlog for water use license applications by June 2022 and process 80% of all applications within 90 days following during the next financial year. This will be a massive improvement from the 300-day processing period applicants have had to navigate in the past. Infrastructure development is also a focus within this space, and government has initiated the process of delivering the Uzumvubu Water Project. The project is made of the Ntabelang Dam and Lalani Dam, irrigation infrastructure and hydroelectric plant, Ntabelang water treatment works and bulk distribution infrastructure to reticulate to the neighbouring communities. The closing date for the first of the two-stage procurement process is scheduled to close later this month, with the preferred bidder likely to be announced in September 2022. Agriculture. Government continues to recognise the role that this labour-intensive industry plays in job creation, and is hoping to create opportunities in industries previously untapped through reviewing the policy and regulatory framework for industrial hemp and cannabis to realise the huge potential for investment and job creation in an industry which has the potential to create more than 130,000 new jobs. The role of small-scale farming in creating jobs and ensuring food security has not gone unmentioned, and support plans for small-scale farmers are being rolled out, including subsidies in the form of input vouchers currently available to 100,000 small-scale farmers, with plans to scale up to reach 250,000 in this year. The possibility of arable state land being made available to, quote, millions of thriving small-scale farmers, unquote, was alluded to. This, however, one does need to take with a pinch of salt and read against the backdrop of the expressed intention to approve the expropriation bill this year, albeit to, quote, move ahead with land reform in terms of the constitution, end quote. Making it easier to do business. Government has acknowledged that, quote, there are too many regulations in this country that are unduly complicated, costly, and difficult to comply with. This prevents companies from growing and creating jobs, end quote. And if they want to encourage economic growth, the government needs to remove some of the red tape businesses get stuck behind. There are several initiatives in the works to improve the ease of doing business in South Africa over the next few years. Discussions have finally started with a view to reviewing labour regulations, for now focusing on smaller businesses, which will enable them to hire more people. To protect small businesses which have been severely affected by the pandemic and civic unrest, and to enable them to bounce back, a loan guarantee scheme is being implemented. And, finally, the e-visa system has been launched in 14 countries, and the critical skills list has been updated. This should make it easier for businesses to ensure that they have access to the essential skills needed to grow their businesses in South Africa and to do business in South Africa with their colleagues from other countries. Hopefully, with the review of the work visa system, which is currently underway, we will also see a startup visa and remote working visas becoming reality. If implemented, these initiatives certainly point towards the prospect of great progress to be made in the year to come.